Vayter in Shas. We are in Menachos Daf Lamed Tes. Picking up at the top of the page, top line. V'yamar Rabban. Rabbo said, Shema Mina Kesha Elyon Doraisa. We learned from what we spoke about yesterday that the upper knot of the tzitzis is deoraisa, not a dirabanan, but rather deoraita. Rashi says, "Hainu nami ahu kesher lamata." Halacha l'moshe we see in a klomer kesher kesher echad b'tzitzis miyudoraisa. One of them is deoraisa. Ulachi nakat elyon mishum de'i lo avid elachad kesher b'sofa avid lein shem kaimis gedil kula deoraisa. Afili yochel lichuch yafe uliskayim below kesher yom or yomayim psul. Even if you did it well without the knot, it's still not going to just going to be possible. These are gedayt echderabon. If you want to say it's derabon, my itzuch lemishrei sadin b'tzitzis. And why is a do I need a pasuk to matir putting tzitzis on a linen type of wrap over here? Pshita. Obviously, it's going to be mutter midaraisa because a tokev tkifa achas inu chibar. If one stitches wool and linen, wool to a linen garment with one needle, like one pass of the needle, it doesn't make a knot in it, that's not considered like it's mechubar. Rashi says, tokev tkifa achas inu chibar. Mishum ahit chiva shetokev tkifa metalis inu chibar. Elishma midaraisa. So if we learn that, the upper knot of the tzitzis is midaraisa, so even midaraisa, it's impossible to make tzitzis on a linen garment without making it shatnez. This is why a pasuk is necessary to allow the tzitzis on a linen garment. If a thread tore at the base, then it's going to be no good. Right? That is, if even one of the four threads tore off at the bottom, where it's attached to the actual beged itself, then the whole thing is going to be no good. He was saying it over, and Rava asked the kasha, challenge of Nachman, because it says, "V'tchilaso." This is talking about the beginning, when a set of tzitzis is first put onto the garment. Rashi says, "B'shas asiya." Avol b'sofo, you're going to misak la'chizman, but if even afterwards, avol b'sofo, then shir of v'garduma of kolshu, then either left over the remnants is even if it's a kolshu, it's fine. My shir of my gidav, what does that mean? My lav shir of the ifsik minai v'yishtayim minai, isn't it talking about where a portion of the thread was torn off and a little remains? Garduma of the gardum igardume, and what severed means whether it's completely severed. So we see that even when the thread is torn at the base, it's still going to be kosher. Rashi says, "V'ligmir nifsak tzada ikar v'kasher l'madamir nifsak chud meikar psula." It's a kasha. This is more low. Chadu katani. The Bryce is teaching one din. Shiyure gaduma of kolshu. That means the remnants of a severed thread has to be a kolshu. However, there's got to be a remnant in order for it to be actually valid. V'lema gardumav, let the Bryce say that it's severed threads. Shiru of lamali, what I have to say, it's remnants, it's left over. Ha'kamash malan, debi'inan shiyur legardumudav, k'nei'alan, if it's got to have a leftover of it enough that you can actually go make a knot, a bow in it, in order to be good. Yasav rabbi kamar mishrei the rav, v'chut shel kerech olam min aminyan. The thread that encircles the other is counted as part of one of them, because we only have like the four strings. And one of them, you double it over, and you take one longer, and then you wrap it around. So you have like eight now, and the eighth one is being wrapped around the whole thing. It's counted as part of it. Amar le Rav Yosef, Shmuel Amar v'lo Rav. Shmuel said it and not Rav. Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Baruchana, Sachli Rabbi Yoshua, Demin Usha, Chut Shal Kerech, Ola Lo Min Aminyan. And that is at the thread that goes around it, it counts as one of the tzitzis.
Yosef Rabba, v'kamar mishmei de Shmuel. Rabba was sitting and he said the name of Shmuel. Tchilas shekarach rubek sherev. The greater part of the tchilas was braided, then it's going to be good. Going to be good. Rashi says tchilas here means kol hatzitzit.
Zeu shem kol hatzitzit. Shekarach ruba shos the shnei shlish gedil v'shlish anav ksher. V'afagav din zos a shlish gedil v'shnei shlish anav k'der minil kaman. We're going to see that when you have the tzitzit, it's meant to be one third wrapped around, you know, the 7, 8, 11, 13, and two thirds that's hanging. But if you end up doing two thirds that are wrapped and one third hanging, that's also okay. That's what he's saying now. Amar le Rabbi Yosef, Rav Amar b'lo Shmuel, it was Rav was in that Shmuel, Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Sheshis, Amar Rav Yirmiya, Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Tchela Shekar Chubak, Shera. Okay. Rav Chia Bered, Rav Nas, and Masniachi, explain like this. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshis, Amar Rav Yirmiya, Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Tchela Shekarach Rubak Sheriff. The greater part of the Tchelis was braided, it's going to be valid. Afilo Karach Ba'elo, Chulia Achas Kshera. Even if one braided only a single link in the Tchelis, it's still going to be good. The noy, the most beautiful way is to have one third greater than the two thirds open. What's the measurement of a link? Tanya, Rabbi Omer, enough to encircle the strand once, twice, and a third time. That when the long strand is looped around the others three times and knotted, the finished part is called a link of the braid. When you're the least amount should be not less than 7. Vamosif lo Yosef Ashloshatin shouldn't do more than 13. Hapoches lo Yivchos Misheva. Can I get Shiva Rikiyim? That's the 7 heavens. When you wrap it around, you know, 7, 8, 11, 13, 7 heavens. Vamosif lo Yosef Ashloshatin. Can I get Shiva Rikiyim Vishisha Avirin Shavanim? The 7 firmaments go up to the Kisei Kavod, there's 6 spaces in between. Tana Kishumascha Mascha Balavim. When he starts encircling the tzitzis, he begins with the white thread. Hakanaf min kanaf, because it says the one that's the same color as the kanaf. When he finishes with lovin, from Reden, we go up and we don't go down. Story time. Rav v'Rabba bar Chana Abu Yasvi, have a kecholif aziel ahu gava. There's someone passing by. The mixley glima de kuli tchelta. Someone's wearing a garment that's totally tchelas. Ramile tchelta, and he had tchelas that was put on this garment. Beep, turn the page. Let me test my base. Ugdila migdil, and the tchelis is braided, and there was no loose threads at all. Amarav, yoy glim of lo yoy tchelta. The garment is nice, but the tchelis is not nice, right? Because you don't have the chiv over here. Rav said the tzitzis aren't good unless they have loose threads that they're hanging from the end. The Rav of Ruchana, Amar, glim of yoy tchelta. No, both are good. What's the argument? Rabbi Rechana Savar, Ksiv Gedil, Ksiv Psil. It says Gedil and Psil. Right? Gedil is braided and Ksil is a thread. O Gedil, O Psil, either one. Rab Savar, Lil and Psil being in. Nope, it's got to be. We have to have the loose threads. Vahi Gedilim Leminyana Hudasa. And the word Gedilim is coming to teach the number of tzitzis that it has. Gedil Shnayim. Right? Gedil is by itself. If the Torah written Gedil in the singular form, it would have meant two threads. Because it's impossible to braid a single thread. by itself, you'd have to wrap it over. Gedilim, because of the arba. Asay gedil uposleya misocho. Make a braided fringe and let the loose threads come from within it. Amar Shmos made the Levi. Chutei tsemer potin b'shal pishtan. Woolen threads satisfy that of the white tzitzis chiev in linen. What does this mean? The tchilis threads are obviously made of wool, because that's what it is. By definition, wool that's dyed blue with that of a chilaz. And Shmuel tells us that the white threads may also be made of wool, even in a linen garment. Now, the tzitzis, now the pasuk it says, the al-kanaf tzitzis, which the Gemara has understood means the same as the kain, ha-kanaf, which it would seem to say that the thread should be of the same material of the garment, not only the same color. Shmuel teaches that one can use woolen threads in a linen garment. The Gemara is going to explain it. What's the din with white threads that are linen on the wool garment? The Shmuel mean that it's only wool in a linen garment, right? Wool in a garment of linen that's going to be good. They give it to Tchelis Patzer Love and Nami Patzer, since the Tchelis thread, which is wool, is going to be good with, therefore, the white thread of wool can also. But it would be white threads of linen in a garment of wool. It's not going to be good. When Pasuk says you should not wear shatnis, wool and linen together, you should make yourself braided fringes. That we learn out, the fact that he's smichas here, lo shnat semen pishtim, lo shnat pishtim semen, either way is fine. Tashima! It's like the Halakha Gemara. The Amar Achmana, Amar Yehuda, chutei tzemer potim mishal pishtim, woolen thread satisfied the white tzitzis chiyav in that of a linen. Mishal pishtim potim mishal semen, and linen also of the garments of wool. Chutei tzemer pishtim potim mishal makom, and threads of wool and linen satisfy the chiyav everywhere. I feel the shrine, even if the garment is made out of silk. Pliga the Rav Nachman, and this argues Rav Nachman. Dam Rav Nachman is shirayim p'turim in tzitzis. Silk is butter from. That's it. Rashi says, "Me'il shel meshi." It's made out of silk. Eisai Rav Rav Nachman, Hashirayin va'klach va'srikin kulan chayav metzitzis. You have garments that are made of regular silk, floss silk, and corded silk. Are all chayav in tzitzis.
Midrabanan. No, it's just Midrabanan. Yachim a sefer. I would have been sefer. Kulan tamer. A piece to put them behind. For all of them, different types of silk, threads of wool and linen. It can be Yossi or Chof. Iyam right bishlam adoraisi. It says araisa. Hainu de mishteru behu kilaim. That's what you're allowed to have. Kilaim over there. Shanis. Aliyam adarabanan. Hechim mishteru behu kilaim. How's that mutter? Ema otsem or opishlam. No, say either wool or linen, but you can't do both of them. Achanem mistaber. The Gedani Seifa. Hain. Right, when it says the silk themselves, beminim potim, only their own type of tzitzis is going to pater, shaloh potim, but not going to pater other types. If you want to say that these chiyuv are only derabanan, that's why the tzitzis chiyuv can only be satisfied with that of their own kind, and not specifically threads of wool and linen. Eliyah might derive, if he says, seven pishnim the pater. It's only seven pishnim the pater. So we come out that the chiyuv to make tzitzis in the silk garments is just derabanan. Imishum ha, lo iria. But if that's where you're coming from, that wouldn't be a proof. Kid Rava, since the last brisa, since the brisa's last statement can be explained according to Rava, the Rava Rami, Ksiv, he said we have a problem. Ksiv hakanaf min kanaf. It says in one pasuk the tzitzis of the corner, which implies the tzitzis to be made of the same kind of the corner of the garment itself. Ksiv tevesamu pishtim. Then it says semenu pishtim, showing that these specific threads should be used as tzitzis in all types of garments. Okay, how does that work? Seven pishtim potim bein v'minim bein shalom minan. Seven pishtim are going to be pater whether it's their min or not. Shar minim v'minim potim, only their type of it's silk, only silk can do it. Shalom minan ein potim, it's not going to work. So it comes out kum tol chayis ananayin that the chiyav to make tzitzis on a garment like silk is deraisa. But silk tzitzis is going to work. So you were mashma from the above brisa that the chiyav is rabbanan, not true. For Rav Nachman could the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Nachman goes according to the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, whole of an emru begadim v'tor v'stam. Tzitzis says word begadim stam and say what they are. Uparit l'chal kasev be'echad mem seven pishtim. Says one of them says seven pishtim. So we learn that just like there, it's like seven pishtim. Af kol seven pishtim. In all of the cases, it's when it says begadim, it's like seven pishtim. So the Torah says that tzitzis are to be made on the corner of our begadim, it's talking specifically wool or linen. Other types are not going to be chayiv, midaraisa, and tzitzis. Amar Abaye says Abaye, v'hai tana de Rabbi Shmuel, mafka, meidach tana de Rabbi Shmuel. The tana de Shmuel we brought before negates that of another tana de Rabbi Shmuel. The tana de Rabbi Shmuel, beged, when it says the word beged by tzara'as, ain't the other beged samer. Minayin l'rabba samer glamim, gmalim, but samer arnavim, minosa shal yisim. How do I know to include that of camel's wool, rabbit's wool, goat's feathers, vaklach, vasrikim, vashilayim, and regular silk, frost silk, and corded silk that can be susceptible to tzara'as? Minayin, where another from? Tamad lomer, o beged. It says lushin, o beged, to include all other types of garments. This tana shows that all types of garments are included in the law of tzara'as, where the previous Tana Kondri Shmuel holds that the law is limited only to garments of wool and linen. So we see there's two different ways of understanding this. We see a stira between these two different Tanas of Rabbi Shmuel's. Must be different opinions. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop different people in his name. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.